I crashed a Ferrari. Totaled it. I was flooring it, coming round a bend up on Dartmoor, I was about to realise, when I hit a patch of mist, part of which turned out not to be mist, but a sheep. So I swerved and... screech! Kablam! Boof. The airbag thing smashed into my face. Only somehow, my own hands had got involved. Okay, I know how. I like to do this fancy cross-hands thing when I'm turning corners. So, yeah, my own arms got biffed into my face by the airbag. I sat there, punched face, screaming. Dazed. Double dazed. Because you want to know a terrible thing? I wasn't even sure about how I'd got there. I mean, I must have thought I should get out of the house for a bit. To go on an I need something to drink mission, most probably. Supplies always seemed to be running low. But that was probably because time was running weird. One minute, I'd have plenty of cola or whatever, and the next minute, I'd be draining dregs and panicking. But since I often thought I should do something, and didn't do it, or thought something had happened when it hadn't actually happened, I was seriously shocked to realise that this crash thing, apparently, had really happened. Though I only knew it for sure because it hurt. Ow. Oh. Ow. Wake up, Ruby. Wake up. The car was a mashup. I didn't even have to try to start it again, which I did, to know that. It had snogged a wall. They didn't like each other. Not one bit. I got out of the car. My eyes were already stinging like something nasty had been flung into them. I put my hand up to my boffed nose and felt blood. I looked at the blood on my fingertips. Then I squinted at the thing that would like to eat that blood. Mist's a funny old thing, isn't it? Basically, it's just a cloud that's hit rock bottom. A cloud, stratus nebulosus, don't you know, that can no longer be bothered to get up into the sky. It drags its sorry self along the ground. Funny. It's hilarious, really. Is it going to kill you, or isn't it? How much of it, exactly, would have to settle on your skin before... I could see that mist swirling and swelling towards me. I should have got back into the car and waited it out. But I've got a bit of an emotional issue about being trapped in a car, particularly in this case, one that had just smashed into a wall. Probably anyone left alive in Devon would have heard that crash. Some scary someone, anyone, could be on their way to investigate. So, add this to the list of stupid things. I didn't wait. I ran. All I could think was, it was coming after me. But I could outrun it. I bolted across the moor. I scrambled up, up, up. Up rocks, up, up, up. Up, up, up. Stupid, stupid, stupid Ruby. Up, up, up. Until there was no more up. I knew I was at the top of Hay Tor, not because I'm, like, really keen on long, rambling walks in scenic landscapes, but because there was no place higher to go. Anyone who lives in Dartbridge knows this place, because you can see it for miles around, when it's clear. I stood on the rocks from where there was no place up. No place. No other or further or higher place. Watching the mist rise around me, puffing itself up like it was just remembering it could be a cloud that could get on up into that sky and rain. I wiped at my throbbing nose, saw blood on the back of my hand. What if it could smell it? What if all those little wiggly-legged bacterium, ET microblobs, could smell my blood? What if they were all now paddling away like mad, waving their little tentacles, letting out little micro-squeals of joy at the scent of breakfast. I didn't know how that would be, having that thing. That disgusting little blood-gobbling, world-murdering thing get me slowly. Bad? Very bad? Unimaginably excruciatingly bad? and lonely. I was going to die alone on Hator. My body would be pecked at by crows, nibbled on by sheep bored of grass. Foxes would come and have a good old chew on my bones, maybe drag a few back to the den for the cubs. Someone someday would put my rain-eaten, worm-licked, weather-worn skull on top of the highest stone, and Hator would get a whole new name. Stupid Dead Girl Hill. I stood. I roared. No, that's just what I'd like to say I did. I lost it. I stood and I whimpered, and in the mist in front of me, through stinging, weeping eyes, I saw the shadow of a someone, anyone. Fear crackled through me. No one moved. And they'd die if they stayed there, swallowed by the mist. And I felt my arms waving, and I heard my own wrecked voice shouting, "Come on!" And the shadow being waved back. She waved back. And I saw she was me, and wasn't real at all. And I sat down on the rocks, weeping. And the shadow girl sat too, and melted. She went away. Almost as quickly as she had appeared, she disappeared. I knew what she was. I'd seen her in the cloud book. A rare thing called a Brocken Spectre, when you see your own shadow in a cloud. Enough to spook anyone out. More than enough to spook me. The mist went with her, the shadow ghost of me, burning off in the sun, until I was just a stupid girl with a punched face, sitting alone on Hator. Wake up, Ruby Morris.